Today's daf is Zvachim, Masechet Zvachim, daf Chof Dalet. We're holding three lines down from the top. The last word on the line. Omed agabe kelim. So it said in our Mishnah, the following psukim. Somebody who was omed, but he's standing on top of kelim, or agabe beima, or even agabe ragle chavero, standing on his friend's foot, he would still be possible, he's not considered to be attached now to the floor of the Azor. Where do we get all that from? Minola. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Ho'il v'ritba. Now there's two lishanot over here. One is in Rashi and one is in Tosis. Tosis has the girsa ritba mikadesha and klisharet mikadshin. So both of these things are necessary in making it possible for the person to do avodah. So we know it says la'amod l'sharet. David HaMelech was mikadesh while he could the area of the Azara, and he made the area of the Azara Roi for Avodah. Now that means that the floor of the Azara is kosher for Avodah. The same thing is true, again, if we're going to use the word Mikadeshet, then Tosis' understanding of Klisharet Mikachin is that the big day Kahuna are Mikadeshikoin to make him Roi la Avodah. Did we not learn that there can be no chatzitza between the beged and the kohen? In the same way, there can be no chatzitza between a beged and a kohen, there can be no chatzitza between the floor and the kohen. That is how Tosfos learned. Rashi learns, ho'il v'ritzva mekudeshe, and klisharet are mekudashin. Since the floor is the makom that allows you to do the aveda, and a klisharet is mekudash to do the aveda with, just like when it comes to doing Aveda, you cannot have something between the hands of the kohen and the klisharet. As we learned out, lekicha has to be be'atzmo shel kohen, has to be with the very flesh of the kohen, v'lakach kohen. So too, the standing on the ritzpah have to be done with the actual bare feet of the kohen. So it's similar drushes, but a very different sense of what the kedushin is. By the way, there's a very fascinating side point of this, which is that Rashi says, how was David HaMelech Mekadesh the Ritzvah for Avodah? With the Korban Teidah, the dinners, you take two Todot, you walk around the cities, and you say Tehillim with the Shir Shel Pagaim, and Tosis says, but that's not true. Rashi just made a mistake, because that's not the way you're Mekadesh the Azora, that's the way you're Mekadesh Yerushalayim. You're Mekadesh the Azora, Tafkuv the Shiarim Anochais, because the Shtei Todot can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So they can't define that mechitza. Now, what does Rashi mean? It's very strange. And the truth is that there's two completely different issues as we're going to see. One is the space. The space of the Azara is very true. That the space of the Azara was Mekudash with Shiarim Menachot, because that came to define the area of what is considered to be Mekudash Rachilas Hashikach. That has nothing to do with Avoda. Avoda needs to take place within a certain space. What does that have to do with the floor? So Rashi apparently understands that the din of the, not of the place, that is to say the mechitza, but rather of the actual building, is part of the din of Yerushalayim, not part of the din of the Azara. It's true the Azara needed the kiddush of the Shiarim and Achot, but what makes it not a place within mechitza, but a place in which you're standing in a mokom that is a mekudesh? That's a different issue. That indeed derives from the fact that the Azara, not that the Azara is mekudesh in space. I need that as well, otherwise I'm doing the avod outside of the Azara. But that the floor of the Azara is a mokom mekudesh to do Aveda in. Now, is it a mokom mekudesh within the correct spatial parameters? Yes, that's because of the minachot. In any event, so getting back to this, what would that mean? That you need to have shalom yeh davar chotzeitz beino levein haritva. V'tzricha. The truth is that we need all three cases. Omed agabe kelim, omed agabe beima, omed agabe raglei chavira. The iash min kli mishum dalav min debaser nino. If it would have just said kli, but well, of course, kli is going to be chotzeit between your bare feet. It's something that has nothing to do with your feet and nothing to do with the floor. But a beima, which is, it's protoplasm. What's the afkamina? If it's your bare feet or if the animal's flesh, same thing. Emalo. Let's say I would have said a beima, I would have said, okay, it's a different kind of protoplasm. But if I use somebody else's foot, I mean, so that's human. So I could be standing on a human foot. Why should that be a chatzitza between my foot and the floor? So a chaveiro, where usually your friends are also human, the adamu, emalo, Therefore, trich, I need to know, even in that case, lamaisa, normally, min bemino is not chotze. The Gemara darshins in Yuma, the reason that it's chotze, is only because your friend is not going to be mavatal his foot to stay there. So mamela, it's something that's meant to be removed, something that's meant to be removed, is chotze. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in a case where you would have, let's say, one foot on a cleave, ragala achat al cleave, raglo achat al ripa, or raglo achat al even, raglo achat al ripa, or, I mean, for that matter, even if you have part of both feet on the ripa and part on something else, the only question is whether what is on the floor is sufficient to support your standing there. So ro'in kol she'ilu yinatel cleave v'tinatel even, where you have something between your foot and the floor, if it would be removed, you would fall over. That's a problem. But if it's removed, you'd still be yachol lamod al raglo achat. The avod, you'd still be able to stand without being shaken. Then avodak to shera, because then you're not dependent on the area which is a chatitz. But imlav avodap su avodato psula. Yeah. Boy, Rebbe Ami, nidal de la even. How about the other way around? How about if your foot's okay, there's nothing between your foot. The problem is that the tile of the azara upon which you're standing is loose and it's shaky, and now you are Amad Allah, you stood on a loose tile. Mahu. So look, echad ein dato l'chabra. I mean, if there was no intent of using this tile again, let's say it was cracked or something, it was going to be removed and replaced. So that's for sure a chatitza, because it's not meant to be replaced there. It's meant to be removed. So that's vade chaitza. Kiti boiler. The daito l'chabra. My question is, if the intent was to connect it again, do we say, so then, the equivalent of being connected, what's the difference if it's lamaisa connected or not? It's the same thing that's going to be there. So kiven the daito l'chabra, it's commanded me, pray, dummy. Or do we say, but right now there's something that is standing there that is not part of the floor and is in the way with contact of the actual floor itself. Oh, dilma hashtami ahatlisha. Do we say at this point, it is not connected? Rabba Zuta boy lehoch. It was another way of asking it, which was boy Rabami, nekraha even. Forget about nidaldala even. That's not an issue. There it's definitely, if it's going to be reconnected, it's reconnected. My question is, suppose it was taken out, and now you're standing on the area that is going to be covered by the new tile. So you're standing on the raw ground without the tile above it, and you're standing bimakoma, mau. What's the question? The question is, Michael Boyle, ki kadish David ritzpa el yona kadish? The question is like this. As we've already explained in Rashi, there seems to be two different levels of the Kiddush. One level of the Kiddush of the Azara, the spatial, the actual spatial coordinate. That's the din in Mechitza. Obviously, the Mechitza has nothing to do with the floor, per se. This area is within the Mechitza that's cut out. We're talking about now the Kiddush of Yerushalayim, which is the place, and not the Mechitza alone. That means that the floor of the Beis HaMikdash is seen as a makom roy for Kiddush. Is that because it's a building, or does that extend into the ground? That's the question. What is the impact of the Kiddush of the Shtei Todot on the floor of the Azara? Odima Adla Ara the Tahoma Kaddish. Basically, anything underground would also have been Kaddish with Kedusha at Yerushalayim. That's my question. Yeah, so I understand. So then, why would we take a weird case where, I mean, the issue, I mean, not weird in terms of its reality, but the issue has nothing to do with the fact that a tile is missing. Your question basically is, do you need the floor of the Azara to do Avaida? That's your question. Or, by the way, it says Beferish that Shlomo Amalek was Makadesh. The Gemara talks about it. Was Makadesh the Ritzvah, right? So why are we talking about David? Because obviously there's a difference. Remember, the question was, he was Makadesh the Ritzvah for purposes of Hakrova. There's the question of, even if you're Makrov on the floor itself, maybe it would be kosher, because it all has a din of a Mizbeah. And even according to the Mount Yarmor, he wasn't Makadesh the entire Ritzvah. But there still needed to be Kedushas HaRitzvah to put on the Mizbeah on it, to be Makrov for Hakrova. That's the simple meaning of that verse. This is a completely different issue, which means that according to Rashi, who argues on Tosfos here, there's three different Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of the space. That's in terms of Mechitza. There's the Kedusha for purposes of Aveda. That's the Kedusha of Yerushalayim too. that there's a kedusha in the actual binyan, what you're standing on, not just the spatial coordinate. And then there's a third level of kedusha which makes it possible to have a mizbeach here, and to that the v'zeh shar hashamayim. The shar hashamayim requires a different level of kedusha, which indeed was Shlomo. But what we were talking about was dafke the kedusha of David, and therefore Rashi is very meduyah. Tosfos is shocked. They're going, what is Rashi talking about? It's like it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah, according to Rashi, is irrelevant to our discussion because we're talking about three different issues. Says the Gemara, the reason he doesn't ask kol ha'zara kula is because we really misunderstand. Obviously, liyola pshita le'dad arit ha'omakash. You're right. That couldn't have been the question. Whether the intent was that the entire area is kadosh ravay. Of course it is. But the point is that if you're standing on a floor or if you're standing on the ground, that's the same thing. But if you're standing in a hole in a floor, that is very inappropriate. And then there comes to be the question of, as we'll find many times, is this considered to be derech sheru? Because la'amod l'sharet includes not only the dinim of the kedusha of the makom, but the modality of the aveda. Is this something where somebody stands in a hole, basically, where there's no, is that considered to be appropriate for sherut or in derech sheru? That's he's asking. Teiku, for that it's difficult to give clear cut definition. Not Mekudash as what? That's exactly the answer that Rashi insists, is because the Kedusha is Yerushalayim, not Kedusha Sazora. Mesilot Loit Kadashu doesn't mean they don't have a din of Kedusha Yerushalayim. The Azora. It's a different issue. Kivel b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon makshir. Tana Rabban. We know that it says in the pasuk the lashon of be'etzpa'o. V'lakacha kohen midama chatat be'etzpa'o. V'natana karnot mizbacha ola. So now this v'lakach, since it says be'etzpa'o, that teaches us melamed shelo tehei kabbalah. Ela b'yamin, you can only use your right hand for the Kabbalah. Now note that it says v'lakach v'natan. V'lakach ha'koen midam ha'chatat has to mean Kabbalah, and v'natan means zrika. Now the word be'etzba'o comes right in the middle. V'lakach ha'koen midam ha'chatat be'etzba'o, and then be'etzba'o v'natan ha'konot mizbah. So therefore, we are learning that from the first implication that the word etzba goes back to the word lakiha, that means that the Kabbalah has to be b'yamin. And then when it says be'etzba v'natan, that means that the netina has to be b'yamin. And how do we know that it has to mean yamin? Because when it comes to the mitzorah, it says b'ferush v'taval ha'kohenet etzba'o ha'yimanit. So therefore, since it says etzba'o here, and etzba'o there, and this is a gezeirah shavah of wherever it says etzba'o, it means yamini. Omer Rabbi Shimon, I don't get it. V'chi nemra yad b'kabbalah? Does it say anything over here about using your hand for Kabbalah? It only says be'etzba'o here in terms of the natan. Be'etzba'o v'natan. That I accept. Shalote netina l'abim, the zrika needs to be b'yamin. I accept that. But since it doesn't say yad b'kabbalah, therefore kibo b'smok shera. Now, it doesn't make any sense. We're going to have, what do you mean? It says it on both. Ask the Gemara, what does Rabbi Shimon mean? I mean, mamanifshah. If Rabbi Shimon holds of the gzeirah shavah to the din of tzorah, where it says, then it applies here to both. And if it doesn't, then he doesn't. So he's the gzeirah shavah. Who cares whether it said the word by Kabbalah directly? It says etzba. What do you mean yad b'kabbalah? And if he doesn't hold of the gzera shava, then even if it would have said yad b'kabbalah, it's true, it does say yado hayimanit also by mitzora. But what's the difference between the yado hayimanit and the etzba hayimanit of the Kohen? It's the same as Ereshava. So then even if it would have said Yad b'kabbalah mayhavi, Amr of Yudah. Rabbi Shimon is saying, he's saying like this. Le'olam, he's saying, let like Ereshava. It doesn't say anywhere Yad, meaning Yamin. So since it doesn't say Yad, Yamin, therefore, Kibbalah b'smol is kosher. Amr le'Rabba, you didn't answer anything. Because we just pointed out to you, he's agreeing that for Netinah it's kosher, and for the for Netinah it's not kosher, you need to have Yamin, and for Kabbalah it's kosher. And we asked you, Mamanavshach, and you're answering me that it doesn't say Yad Yamin, because he doesn't hold of it. So then he shouldn't hold of Etzba, meaning Yamin, for the Zarika either. Furthermore, it's not even true what you're saying. It happens to be that Rabbi Shimon definitely holds of this Gzeirah Shava, because Vechileta, Rabbi Shimon Gzeirah Shava, it's a Beferish of Brayta, Vatani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Koma Kom, Shenema Yad, in Ela Yamin. Wherever the Torah uses the word Yad, we see from it, Sora means Yamin. Wherever it says Etzba, it only means Yamin. Ela Marava, it's really beautiful. You guys are missing the point. Here's the point. Of course he holds to the Gzeirah Shava. Eat the Gzeirah Shava. What he's saying is, does the Torah use the word Yad? No. It uses the word Etzba. So you'll say, well, what's different? You have a Gzeirah Shava. Oh, you're right. There's no difference. It always means you mean. But let me just ask you a little question. So, nothing you can do for Kabbalah. It's all very nice with Zrika. Maybe you're saying you could do with an Etzba. You can never do Kabbalah with an Etzba because you have to do the Kabbalah in a cup. If you can't do the Kabbalah with an Etzba, then the Etzba can't be referring to the Kabbalah. It can only be referring to the Zrika. And since the Efshel Kabbalah, the Etzba, Kibel B'Smol would be perfectly kosher. Ha! How do you like Omerly Rupsamba, Greater Rasha? I mean, it's really cute. But, I mean, I understand why it's so true. I mean, I hate throwing now hatchet into the works over here, but what would be so terrible if you would make a little handle on a mizrak so it looks like a coffee cup, then you hold it with your finger, and you're mekabel adam in a coffee cup? That's not kosher. I mean, so why can't Etzba be referring to the Kabbalah also? I don't understand. What? It certainly can have a handle. So what's wrong with it? After the other day, ozen is fat mizrak, umekabel bay. I mean, it's beautiful. I really like it, but it's just not true. Okay, so let's try another trick. Ela amar Abaye. You know what? It's very simple. Simple machlokas over here. You'll note that what Rabbi Shimon is saying, look at that again. He says, does it say etzba over here, bekabalah? It only says etzba ovinatan. What does that say to you? It says to you that where you have a word that can be referring to something prior, or a word that's referring to something subsequent, that the way to understand the word is only on the subsequent and not on the prior. That's what he's saying. Which, is, by the way, is a famous principle. And it's about machlokes. He's arguing about whether mikra is nidrash lefanav, uliacharav. Can you use a word bidirectionally? That's the question that people get. He's saying that we only look at the word as it applies to the natan, and not at the word as it applies to what was before. That's not what it's referring to. So he says, V'chinema yad the Kabbalah? No, it's only saying the yad on the next word, Netina. Omer Abaye, well, it's very interesting because over here we have two approaches. According to Rabbi Shimon, the word Betzpah is referring only to what comes afterwards. According to the Chachamim, it's referring both to what comes before, V'lakach, and what comes afterwards, which is V'natan. And guess what? Rabbi Elazar, who is the son of the very same Rabbi Shimon, argues on his father, and he takes a third option, which is that it only refers to what was prior, and not to what comes afterward. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol makom shenemar etzba bekabalah. If the Torah said etzba in the din of Kabbalah, then the din is shina kabbalah pasul. If you did it any differently, you used your small, it would be pasul. But where the Torah was talking about etzba benitina, that would be kosher. Where is that? Kol makom shenemar. I leave you to guess in a moment. Kol makom shenemar etzba benitina. If the Torah says etzba in a case with referring to the zrika, then shina benitina is pasul. Then it would be possible if you do it with small for sprinkling, but the Kabbalah would be kosher. Where does it say etzba benetina? It says etzba benetina dechtiv lakata midama par v'natata karnot hamizbeach be'etzba echa. So there indeed we have a din of etzba benetina. This is a reference to the part that was brought during the miluim. Masha'in came the other place where it says etzba be'kabbalah and not benetina is left to our imagination, and it doesn't take much imagination because it's the pasuk we just had a minute ago. The very pasuk that his own father claimed was referring dafka now to the case of the netina. He is saying, no, on the contrary, that was talking about over here the opposite. It was referring to the Kabbalah, which means that he holds, as opposed to both his father and the Chachamim, that a mikra is only nidrash lefanav, velo lifnefanav, velo liacharav. It doesn't go two steps back, and it does not go forward either. And therefore, we now have three approaches. The approach of Rabbi Shimon, that it refers dafka to the netina. The approach of the Chachamim, that it refers both to the Kabbalah and the netina. And the approach of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that it refers dafka to Kabbalah and not to netina. Rabbi Barba Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, koma kom shenemar etzba v'guna, ene el yamin. So, as we said earlier, we have a gzera shava between the din of yad, meaning yamin, by a mitzora, and the din of etzba, meaning yamin, by a mitzora. But Rabbi Yochanan says it a little differently. He says wherever it says kohen and etzba. Now, we thought that that meant that it would have to say ha kohen be'etzba'o in order for the gzera shava to be activated. But if it only said be'etzba'o without the word kohen, it would not be that gzera shava. So we thought it was a two-word coded gzera shava, and therefore kasakatai tarte be'ina, which of course is, for example, one of the psukim we've been discussing, v'lakach ha-kohen midamachata be'etzba'o. So there you have kohen and etzba. And the makar is mitzora. And by mitzora, indeed, it says v'toval ha-kohen et etzva'o ha-yimanit, specifying yimanit. So where we have this unique combination of kohen and etzva, now we know it's yimanit. Now, the problem is that when it comes to gemita, it does not say the word yad or etzva. All it says in gemita is ve'eviyah la-kohen, v'kamatza kohen mimena. And nonetheless, it says, Kamatz b'smol pasul. How do we know Kamatz b'smol pasul without the Gzer Shava using the word etzba or yad? Elam Rabba, well, he didn't mean that. He meant you can use either etzba or kuhuna. Says Abaya, how does that work? Hare olachat evarim lekevesh, where it does say kuhuna. It says, v'ikriv ha-kohen ha-takol, v'iktir ha-mizbecha. And as we've had many times, Omamar, this refers to olachat evarim lekevesh, and it says, haregel shel yamin bismolo, the kohen who was taking now the rosh and the regel, the first kohen would carry the rosh in his right hand and the right regel of the animal in his left hand with beit ora lachutz, with the covered area that had still the place where the skin had been, so that it wasn't where it was cut, facing outwards. How in the world could he carry it with his left hand if it says v'kriv ha-kohen? So then, a kohen you claim is sufficient to activate the gzera shava, meaning small. Yes, so halachat evarim lakevesh. Well, when we meant etzva or kahuna, obviously it has to be an important thing to do that's ma'akiv kapora. I mean, even if there were no evarim, it wouldn't be ma'akiv kapora. So how could it possibly need to be the kohen or etzva, for heaven's sake? So of course, if it's not a dobra ma'akiv kapora, then it is not going to be a ma'akiv. Dumya de mitzora, just like by the mitzora. By the mitzora, it's either that or bus. Well, what about Kabbalah? Hare Kabbalah, de katav bohu kihuna, the dover ha-ma'akev, it still is a dover ha-ma'akev, and nonetheless, the din is, kibel bismol pasul for Rabbi Shimon Machshir. How could Rabbi Shimon be Machshir if it's ma'akev kapora and it says the word kohen? That's because you need both, according to him. Ask the Gemara, but you don't need both, because he says beferish that it's enough to have just one, because he says, komakum shenemar, just yad, or just etzba, that's enough. No, wait a minute. We didn't say either one. We said etzba. So it's true that etzba loboi kahuna. But on the other hand, kahuna does require etzba. And since over here it says kohanim, it doesn't say anything about etzba'am. So therefore, he holds you do not need to do kabbalah bismo. So then why even mention it? So why mention kohen at all, fellow kohen lamali? No, that comes to tell me that it has to be kohen b'kiuna, meaning they have to wear big day kuna for kabbalah. And how do you explain the fact that Zrika, where the only thing that it says b'zrika is kuhuna, and Rabbi Shimon seems to agree that if you do the Zrika b'small, it would be possible, because the Mishnah says Zarak b'small possible. And Rabbi Shimon, who argued on Kabbalah, doesn't say a word about arguing on Zrika, and he's not arguing. But lo polig Rabbi Shimon. Omer Abaye, actually, he does argue. He argues in a braita, and he's very consistent. Titani kibel b'small possible, Rabbi Shimon mach. Zorak b'smol pasul for Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Therefore, everything works out just fine. Kuhuna per se doesn't mean a darn thing. As we saw earlier, the word be'etzba'o is not going to cover a case where it can only be done with a yad, or where it's written now in the wrong place, was referring to the earlier. And Mimela, according to Rabbi Shimon, is consistent. Small would be kosher both with Kabbalah and with Zrika. The only time small is in kosher is if you're using your finger. Etzba, that's because that's by achatas, and by achatas it does say be'etzba'o. What we're talking about over here is Zrika, where it doesn't say be'etzba'o. That's the Gemara. So when Rava says that when it says in the parasha of Metzora Ashir, it repeats again, Yitein al tenuch ozen ha-metayer ha-yimanit, which shows that ozen is yamin. V'alboen yado ha-yimanit, which shows that yado is yamin. V'alboen raglo ha-yimanit, which shows that regel is yamin. Now, that pasuk, I really don't need to tell me the din of yamin by yad, because we already had that before. So this is an extra repetition. And it comes to tell us, as Rava, well, yad, yad, since it says by kamita of a mincha, it says, v'yimale kapo mimena, and kaf and yad is the same thing. Doesn't have to be the exact same word for gzeres shofa. So yad, yad teaches me that kamita needs to be done by yamin. And when it says regel, it's to teach me that there's a gzeres shofa of regel to the din of chalita, where it says, v'chalta na'alo mi'al raglo, that which foot does it have to be on? It has to be on his right foot. And otherwise, it's not a chalita. And the ozen is to tell me, ozen, ozen l'ritzi'ah. When you're coming to be Marateya, the ozen of an eved, it means dafka the ozen a yemanit. The problem is, why do I need yad for kmita? You can understand yourself over here, because mitarabba bar bar chana nafka, we learn that since it said vikamatz ha kohen, and wherever it says kohen, he says you don't need etba, and it has to be done by yamin. So what would be the point of saying an extra yad to teach me yamin? Answers the Gemara, because you need an extra to tell me. One indeed tells me Mita, that's true. Chad la komet, that kmitz is with the kohen, it says. But chad is for the kiddush of the komet. That when you take the komet and you put it into a kli sharet after doing the kmita, so over there, and that is similar to taking the dama korban and putting it into a kos, which is kabbalah. So it's similar in menachas to kabbalah in zevachim. That over there, the kiddush is that the kohen has to hold the kli sharet that he's putting the komet into biyado hayimanit. So now he's going to put into it with his left hand, but he has to be holding the kli in his right hand. And that, I need this extra pasuk to tell me. As the Gemara, so now that we say that yad, the kmitz is coming to tell me even kiddush hakomet, that's all very nice, but the problem is that according to Rabbi Shimon, he says you don't even need kiddush komet. He doesn't hold that there's an ikuv of kiddush komet to put the komet into kli sharet. As far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, you can bring it directly on the mizbeah. So according to him, Bichlal doesn't need kiddush komet. And the truth is, there is a man diomer among, there's a machlokas amaroyim. According to one man diomer, Rabbi Shimon does need kiddush komet in a kli sharet. Because when it says Rabbi Shimon machshir, there's a machlokas over there, how much he's machshir. But even according to that man diomer, he's beferish machshir b'smol. Certainly kiddush komet in a kli sharet is okay if you hold the komet in the yad smol, because komet is the equivalent of kabbalah. And Rabbi Shimon is machshir kabbalah b'smol. So why would it be more makbid on the kiddush komet than on kabbalah itself? So then according to Rabbi Shimon, I don't need the yad yad b'metera to tell me kmita. Why does he need yad yad that Rava moves medayik for kmita lomali? Because if you're talking about kmita itself, that needs to be done Biyad Yamin? That I know from Rabbi Yehuda Bereda Rav. I know. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bereda Rav Chia, my time, the Rabbi Shimon was Makshir. Haktoras Kemet. Directly with your hand, without a kli, because it says Kodesh Kodeshimi Kechatat Vecha Hasham, which means that the Torah is comparing a mincha both to a chatas and to an asham, which is a contradiction. Unless it means you have a choice. Rabbi Shimon holds, if you want to treat this komet the way you would treat a chatas, which is done be'etzba, and therefore needs to be done be'yamin, and you want to bring the komet directly with your hand, so then you need to do it like a chatas, meaning of da b'yamin kechatas. But that I learned from the hekesh here, not from yad yad. Bola of da b'kli, if you want to be marked to the komet by putting it into a kli, then it becomes similar to the zrika and not to the nesina of a chatas, becomes similar to zrika's dam of an asham, which is done mitoch a kli. So then, fine, then you can use your small if you want. Even the small, ki asham, which of course, this is exactly what Rabbi Shimon is marked. Zorak Bismol, we just had Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. So according to him, we don't understand what the purpose of the extra yad that it says by a Mitzera Ashir that Rava was Madaik. What is it for? Says the Gemara, Leinitricha Yad Yad, according to Rabbi Shimon, is indeed coming to tell me Kemet. Ah, you'll say, but I know Kemet, I just proved Kemet before. Yes, but by Korban Oil of a Yore, Bedale Dalut, you bring a Chote, brings a Minchas Chote. And there I might have thought that you can get away without doing yamin. Because why? The Torah said not to bring the shemen or the levaina on a minchas chaytik. Now, Rabbi Shimon himself pointed out that's weird because we should be more machmir on a chaytik. Why should a chaytik be nizkar to get away cheap? But we don't want him to be treated with dignity. So we don't put nice things on his mincha. So we take him down a notch. So you might think if you take him down a notch, Hov Am Rabbi Shimon, that the reason we don't put on shemen v'levaina is we want to take him down a notch and show him what we think of him. So then, maybe we can even take him down a notch and not do the honors that we usually do to use a right hand. Therefore, kamashman yad yad, that even a minchas chayte, an additional yad yad, even a minchas chayte has to be nikmetzes the yad yamin. Minol on the Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, however, it's Pamekadesh. Uchle Sharet Mikachin, Makle Sharet Loyed of our Chotzeitz Benol of Enkle Sharet, Afritzpa Loyed of our Chotzeitz Benol of Enaritzpa. Vitzrika. The Ashmina Kli, Misham Dalab Mina de Basar Nino, Avo Beima, the Mina de Basaru Emalo, the Ashmina Beima, the Lab Mina de Adabu, Avo Kaviro, the Adamu Emalo, Tzrika. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Beraglo Achat Ala Kli Veraglo Achat Ala Ritzpa Raglo Achat Ala Eved Veraglo Achat Ala Ritzpa Roin Kol Sheilu Yinatela Kli Or Tinatela Eved Vuyochol Amod Araglo Achat Viavod Avodato Kshira In Lav Avodato Psula Boireba Nidal Dela Eved Viamad Ala Ama Hecha De Inda Tola Chabra Lo Tiboy Lecha Devare Chaitza Ki Tiboy Lecha Deda Tola Chabra Mai Given the Da'atola Chabra command me, Bradamia, Odeoma Hashtamia Hotelisha, Rabba Zuta Boy Lahachi, Boy Rabami Nekra Heaven Viamad Bimakoma Mao, Michael Miboyle, Kikodish David Ritzpel Yonakodish, Odima Adlarit Toma Kodish, Tiboyloko Kolazora Kula, the Yolam Pshitale, the Ad Arit Toma Kodish, Vohi Komi Boyle, Derek Sherut Bekach, or in Derek Sherut Bekach, take. Kibo b'smol pasov Rabbi Shimon Machshir Tan Rabbanu be'etzba v'lakach l'mishlo tegabal ala b'yamin be'etzba v'natan l'mishlo netina ala b'yamin Om Rabbi Shimon what never yad b'kabalah it's only be'etzba v'natan shodei netina ala b'yamin ho v'lo nemra yad b'kabalah therefore I say kibo b'smol kosher I don't get it Rabbi Shimon Manushak eat like Zereshava who cares if it says yad b'kabalah. And it says etzba. You let like zereshava. Kinem Rabbi Yad b'Kabbalah wouldn't help anyway. Om Rav Yudah, no. Leolam let like zereshava. What he's saying is, and it doesn't say Yad Yamin b'Kabbalah. So of a lo demar Yad Yamin, keep up a small caution. Om Le Rabbi say Yachi. The same thing is true of the Netina. It doesn't say Yamin. Va'od, it happens to be that you're wrong about that. Ki let the Rav Shimon zereshava. Va'atani Rav Shimon omer koma kom shenemar Yad in el Yamin. It's fine, Ella Yamin. Elam Ravala Olam, of course, eat like Zereshava. Vachikama. Vichinemra Yad b'kabbalah. Ha'avalo nemra yad b'kabbalah, ela etzba b'kabbalah, and therefore it can't possibly mean to do it b'etzba, because e'ef shel kabbalah b'etzba. Therefore, I say, it's bedafka telling me that there's no din of yamin for kabbalah. How do you like that? So therefore, kibel b'smol kasher. I don't see why that's so persuasive. I mean, can't you make a handle for the Sfat Mizrak and then use an etzba? And then be makabel with that. Elom Rabbaya, it's a simple question over here of mikra nidrash lefanav v'l'acharav kamifne. Omer Abaye, Hadar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mafka b'diavua, Umafka b'drabanan. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Kol makom shenemar etzba b'kabola, shina v'kabola pasul, benetina kasher. Kol makom shenemar etzba benetina, shina benetina pasul, b'kabola kasher. And where is there an example of etzba benetina? V'lakachta midam apar v'natata alkanot mizbech b'etzba echa. So it means that the first pasuk that we've been doresh has been a reference to Dafka, where the etzba was set on the lekicha. So he obviously holds kasav mikra nidrash only lefanav, v'lo leflei fanav, v'lo lacharav. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yehuda, kol makom shenemar etzba u'chuna, ein el yamin. Now we thought that meant a combination of etzba and kuhuna. Kirechli v'lakacha kohen midam hakatat be'etzba o. And the makor would be mitzora, where it says v'taval hakohen et etzba o hayamanit. Now how about kmitza? By kmitza it only says kuhuna. Nonetheless, it says kamatz v'spo pasul. El amar Rava, that means etzba or kuhuna. It says kuhuna. And nonetheless, it says a regel shall yamin bismolo of the coin. This is even a chatchila. How could he do that with small? It says coin. Obviously, it's only on the davar ma'akiv kapora. If it's not ma'akiv kapora, what's the difference? So it has to be dumid mitzura. Well, how about Kabbalah, where it says kuhuna, and it's a dovra ma'akiv bekapora, and nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon is makshir, it says kibbal b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon makshir. That's because Rabbi Shimon doesn't darshan from the word kuhuna. He requires kuhuna and etzba. What? Me boy, Rabbi Shimon, tarte, atanya, Rabbi Shimon amel koma kom shenema yad, enu ala yamin, etzba enu ala yamin, nothing about kuhuna. No, it's true. Etzba doesn't need kuhuna, but kuhuna needs etzba. So then why mention kuhuna? So in kohen lamali, that's different drasha. That's b'kiyunan in the big day kuhuna. And what about zrika? Where it only writes kuhuna, and it says zorak b'smol pasul, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue about that. Omer Abaye, he does argue. He argues on the brighter, the tanya. Kibo b'smol pasul, Rabbi Shimon makshir. Zorak b'smol pasul, this is the addition. Rabbi Shimon makshir, there you have it. From a mitzera ashir lomali midrava barbachon and afka chad lekometz v'chad lekiddush kometz. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need kiddush kometz because he doesn't require a kli. And even according to the Mandi Amar Libet of Rabbi Shimon, that you require kiddush kometz is machshir b'smol. So then, what would be the point of yad yad derava lomali? If it's talmid then a kmitza, we already learned that from Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya nafka. Dom Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, my time in Rabbi Shimon. What is Rabbi Shimon tzvaros machshah k'toras kaimetz without a kli? The omar kro kodesh kadoshim yehid kechatatuch hasham. Meaning, you want to treat it b'yad like a chatas, then you need a etzba. That's yamin kechatas. You want to treat it like a kli. You want to treat it like an asham by doing avodas kli, so then you can even be even small like an asham. Lo nischa lekobetz minchat chotei. Sakadai d'chemin oil v'yom Rabbi Shimon shloye korban omuhudar. See, when even goes so far as to say that kikomatzah b'small nami titkasher, kabash b'man.